You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2:08 p.m. on Thursday, March the 10th. It is a good, beautiful day outside. I mean, the weather cleared up, and I hear, by the way, we have a chance of snow Friday night. But let that not trouble you. It appears that spring is sort of here. And all that to say, get into my monologue today. I was looking through, you know, all of my notes for the show, my resourcing, you know, and I know for a fact, especially when I'm talking about like Governor Ivey, I know her personally. I've enjoyed her company in the past. She and I have campaigned together. We've worked together. But I'll be honest with you. My job here on this show is to call balls and strikes, right? And so when I see something that's wrong, I'll call it out. When I see something that's right, I'll call it out. That being said, I think sometimes I have to stop and ask myself, why do I poke? Why do I complain? Why do I call things out like I do? Well, it's because, truthfully, it's because I love this state. I'm not doing it because of some kind of, you know, animus. I don't dislike where I live. I love where I live. All the more reason for me to want it to be the best it can be. Well, location, location, location. That's the old rule in real estate, right? I mean, you can have the best house in the worst neighborhood and you won't get top dollar for it. Likewise, you can have the worst house in the best neighborhood and the price for it could be exponentially more based on its surroundings. Sort of, sometimes. We'll talk about that in a minute. Now, I once had a friend, by the way, who lived in a nice house in a nice middle-class neighborhood, and then his business really took off. And so, you know, his income went up, he made some improvements, and then some more improvements, and then even more improvements. And everything was top of the line. And, you know, good for him. He earned the right to upscale if he wanted to. The problem was that a few years later, he decided to move. But the house was totally priced out of the neighborhood by like almost double. It stayed on the market for 4 years. And he finally had to sell it way below what he had put in it just to get out of it. It did not even compare to the other houses in the area. But then there's the other side of that story. Over in Northeast Alabama, where I used to serve in the state Senate, there's some beautiful fertile land. Cherokee County, right on the border with Georgia, has a rich history in row crop farming that goes back to the days that Alabama was first founded. Now, to this day, they harvest cotton. It looks like it's been snowing as traces of pulled cotton line the edges of the roads on the way to the cotton gin. But back in the 50s, some of that land was changed when the Corps of Engineers built a dam on the Coosa River and Weiss Lake became a thing. And suddenly, Pawpaw's farmland was lakefront property. And over time, Weiss Lake became the crappie fishing capital of the world. And now people come from all over the Southeast, sometimes really all over the nation, to buy a house on the lake, well over the value of what it would have been back in the day. Location, location, location. Location can matter. And truthfully, even markets can shift over time as things get built, or as they fall into disrepair. So why am I telling you all this? Well, because it's my usual way of making an analogy to get to a bigger point, right? You see, I love this state. This is not only my home. This is where I did a lot of my growing up when the Army didn't have us on orders somewhere. Even then, we came back to Alabama. This is where Charlene and I raised our kids. This is where our grandbabies come to visit us. They call us Cap and Sweetie, by the way. This is where my extended family is located, and I've had the opportunity to live and serve all over this great state. I watched Huntsville grow up from a medium-sized town where cotton and corn competed with missiles and rockets for productivity. I spent years at my grandparents' house in West Birmingham, marveling at the smoke coming from the steel plants that are now gone. I met Charlene down in Mobile while we were both attending the University of South Alabama, and we stayed there several years after college, and both of our kids were born there. I spent years in full-time ministry in Gadsden, after which I served the Northeast section of the state of Alabama in the Alabama State Senate, in the state capitol down in Montgomery. I jumped out of airplanes as a young lieutenant in Decatur and Anniston and Mobile. I commanded an infantry battalion in Talladega with line companies in Auburn and Oxford and Sylacauga. Me personally, I've hiked Mount Cheehaw, the Pinhoti Trail, Bucks Pocket, and Bankhead National Forest, and I've gotten sunburnt on the white sandy beaches of Gulf Shores. There's not much of the state that I haven't been able to see or experience or serve or work or live in. I love it here. To me, Alabama is the ideal location, location, location. And yes, I fuss about it. I get ornery about our state politics or our local leaders who make knucklehead decisions at times. But when I do, I don't fuss for the sake of fuss. I don't get on them to drag us down. On the contrary, when I fuss, it's because I've seen a state. I see us as a state and a people, and I know that we have so much to offer, and I want more for us as a state. It's like that analogy, you know, of the house in the right or wrong location. You can let your house run down, and it won't ever get the best price, even if you have it in the right neighborhood. Location is many things, but it is not everything. There still has to be an equal measure of good stewardship, because a house that falls into disrepair, even in the best neighborhood, is still a house in disrepair. We have to keep it clean. We have to keep it updated. We have to put on fresh paint and mow the grass and fix the plumbing. Well, the same is true for our state. And if you find that things are in disrepair, you fix them. You don't spend money on a new suit or a big screen TV if your foundation is crumbling, right? Speaking of which, I heard a pastor say one time that he woke up of a morning to notice that there was a crack on his bedroom wall. So he called a repairman who came out and patched it and painted it, and it was better. But he woke up a week or so later to notice the crack was back, and he figured that first guy didn't know what he was doing, so he got another guy to come out who patched it and painted it, and 2 weeks later the crack was back. So he called a third guy who came out and looked at it and told him, he says, "You don't have a problem with a crack." He says, "How can you say that? I see a crack on my wall. You see a crack on my wall. All God's children can see a crack on my wall." "Yes, sir," he said. "That's just a symptom. Your real problem is you have a shifting foundation. And if you don't fix the foundation, you're going to always have cracks in your wall." You see, it's not always about location. To be sure, that's a big part of it. But it's also about maintenance and to be sure of a part that is keeping the house on a firm foundation. I love Alabama. I have no plans to ever leave. This is an amazing location. Great to raise your kids and your grandkids, a state that has stood well in history and even overcome some of its own history. In this vast neighborhood that we call America, I would say that Alabama is one of the grandest and stateliest old houses, if you catch my drift. And I want it to stay that way. I want my grandchildren to see and experience all that it has to offer and to love it like I do. But to have that grand house maintain its value on the bigger market, we have to be good stewards. And so I fuss, because I want to know that what's been built these 203 years will be here in fine fashion and standing on a firm foundation for the next 203 years. So location, 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 and a healthy dose of good stewardship. So yeah, I fuss, but hey, I do it in love. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, Copper. Well, that's the truth, by the way. I literally have lived, worked, visited, had reasons to be, you know, in different parts of the state. Virtually every aspect of this state has in some way impacted my life, and I hope I've impacted it in some way. But nonetheless, what I'm saying is this: I love it here. And so, yep, I'm going to keep on fussing. It's sort of like, you know, wanting it to be better. You don't just sit idly by and let things happen. You got to speak up. And you got to be a good steward of what you got. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back after this.